The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you want to try this new restaurant? I don't. What do you mean you don't take cash? You're a place of business that does not take in money? I hate a trivia night. I don't. The only thing that ruins a night at the bar more than trivia is a comedy show. So. Hey everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian, the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in our state-of-the-art recording studio above Public Square Coffee in downtown La Mesa, California, is my lovely wife, my co-host, and my best friend, and the light blue cowboy herself, cowgirl herself.
A little forest ranger.
Oh, is that what you got? It looks cowgirlish from this angle, but what's on the...
Just the brand.
Just a grown-up Girl Scout.
That's it.
There she is. Living her life. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Producer Andy Lara here as well.
Hello.
Good to see everybody. I saw as I was going to re-up our parking, I don't know if you'd seen this, but they have made progress on the checklist for the La Mesa sign. So a lot of San Diego's communities, Hillcrest, University Heights, Normal Heights, North Park, they have signs that greet you to their neighborhood.
Yes.
La Mesa has been a whole big thing about getting the sign.
It's been like 10 years in the making.
And there's been this checklist of like funding and blah, 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 blah. And it had been stalled for years. And then there had been some people putting up signs like, what happened to our sign? Some chatter, some next door type stuff. Yeah. And I just looked over there and I saw a new checkmark, sign in production.
Whoa. It's coming.
It's coming.
Apparently, we're also getting an ice cream shop in downtown La Mesa.
There you go.
I saw that.
Stella?
Yeah.
Stella Jeans?
Stella Jeans.
Yeah. You're wearing some Stella Jeans. Stellar Jeans. Anyways, thanks for tuning in, everybody. We live here in San Diego in our little bedroom community, which is very urban in a lot of ways, La Mesa. So I appreciate you guys tuning in. Today, we're taking a look at some predicted trends of 2026 in the world of fashion, colors, food, health, lifestyle, comfort, those kind of things. But before we do any of that, we'll do a couple comments, a little weekend recap. Our timeline is all off because of cruises and gigs and stuff. But Mel has a vision board to share.
We're here to get you through January.
We got a lot going on. These are some comments from our episode with Charlie Behrens. Great to see Charlie in the Nateland universe. His Midwest insights are spot on. Aaron then says, I can't believe they actually didn't know what a loon was. And I was trying to think about an equivalent of what that might be as someone who grew up in the Northwest. Like, I imagine, because from my perspective, I'm like, yeah, it just never came up. I don't live out there.
Yeah.
And our place in the world where those are. But
do you have a tree or
well, it's not like
animal.
It's not
or...
like I guess if you didn't know what a Douglas fir evergreen tree was, I'd be like, what's wrong with you?
The difference.
Yeah.
I have one, but it's not exactly California. I mean, a California burrito. People across the world don't know that that has French fries in it.
Yeah, that's true. That's known as very regional.
Well, I would say a grunion is very California coast because every year we get the grunion run, which is like a sardine. It's a fish that like everyone in California knows, like by the beach knows. But I'm saying by the beach,
there
knows
you go.
What the grunions are. So it's like if you talk to someone from California who grew up here, be like, "Oh, you ever go to the grunion run?" And we just be like, "Oh yeah,
right."
So it's like it's an animal in an area where unless you live there, why would you know about it anyway?
Right.
My mom.
Yeah, you guys know about gooey ducks. You know about those up there?
In Arizona, they have javelinas, which are wild pigs.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah. And they run in packs and stuff. So I
mean that is all due respect to loons. A javelina is wild.
A javelina story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get on here and let's talk about
that. Yeah. But
regional.
At first I was like, of course I don't know what it is. And then I was like, I'm sure there's just regional examples of all of those things, you know.
Roosters in Kauai.
Yeah, but you know what a rooster is.
That's true.
You know what a
I guessed chicken. It was a bird.
Yeah.
But that was a guess.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
If I were to see it in the wild, I would go, oh, that's a bird of the goose family. That question was on Jeopardy recently. I saw it was like, what's the plural for goose? And everybody was in the comment being like, Geesen, yeah. Boxen did the Regan bit. So
Brian Regan.
Yeah,
legend. Amazing.
And then this is from Caroline. She said, a loon is the bird on the Canadian dollar, hence why we call it a loony. Check it out when you're in Vancouver in May. There you go. I had no idea. You know, it's important to learn.
Is the dollar called a loony? I didn't know that.
Yeah, coins. You don't see a lot of them in general anymore, so...
They have a dollar coin?
Yeah, you want to know another boomer last episode? You want another boomer take I have? What do you mean you don't take cash?
Take my money. We're a cashless venue.
You're a place of business that does not take in money? That, I will go boomer take. What do you mean my money is not good here? And also, it would not be hard to sell me on a conspiracy reason there. They're trying to get rid of cash for some reason. Yeah. I'm sure this is stuff on the internet. I'm not trying to open up.
Buy gold.
You know, let me FaceTime Dusty. Get him on. Dusty, how do you feel about getting rid of cash? About, you know, if all of our money is digital.
Yeah.
Do we actually have money? Could our money just disappear? If all of our money is digital, because you're like, well, on paper I have X, but cash was not money either. Cash was a representative of gold, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know anything. These two idiots. You thought I was dumb because for not knowing what a loon is.
Let me tell you.
So anyways, well, you guys help me make some loonies and catch me on the road, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That is crazy when cash isn't. I'm sure there's good reasons for it, but I just don't buy it. Upcoming tour dates. Next week, guys, Charleston, South Carolina, January 27th at Wits End Comedy Club. Swing out. And then I'm going to be in Raleigh. Then we have an off day in between. I don't really know what I'm going to do yet. Who knows?
What you're going to do. You're going to get a smoothie and some craft coffee and work.
Yeah. Well, as much as I love the as much as I love the Carolinas, rural Carolinas, it is hard to find smoothies than you think. There's going to be a lot of Bojangles. That's their big. A lot of Bojangles out in the Carolinas. So
that's
Raleigh,
like, is it like Popeyes?
Yeah, it's their chicken place.
Should have seen Mercedes trying to ask for gluten-free options out of Bojangles.
Hilarious.
Oh, I would love to see that.
When Mercedes so nice and sincere.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
She didn't, it wasn't, I bet it didn't come across snooty in any way. Yeah. Just, yeah. Have I ever told you about this? I did this.
You're like, oh, honey.
Yeah.
Child, you know.
I did this gig and this is an old story. I was out years ago. I was doing a gig and I was opening. I wasn't even opening. I was just doing a gig. I was out in rural Georgia and I went into their McDonald's. Yeah. And I go, can I get an oatmeal? And they go, what? And I go, can I get an oatmeal? And they go, we don't have oatmeal. And I go, it's on the menu. I can see it on the menu. And they just looked at me like, yeah, we have a box of it, but we sit on it during our break. You know, like we've never opened that. And I go, I'm sorry. This is my first time here. And then in unison, the two cashier girls go, we know. Never felt so much like an out-of-town city slicker.
Oh, my God.
We went into McDonald's looking for some oatmeal.
That's like the reverse spaghetti basket day cook bit.
Oh, like, right, right,
being on
right.
The other side and being like, nope.
Nope. No.
It's right there.
Yeah. And I see it. So anyways, I'm gonna be in Boise February 12th and February 13th and 14th. Tickets are going fast to the recording in Salt Lake City at Wise Guys Comedy Club, so come out to that. Then the next week in Phoenix, Arizona, then in March and beyond, Chicago, Oshkosh, Wisconsin, Washington, D.C., Everett, almost sold out. Tacoma, we just added a seventh show. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We just added this April 11th, Belleville, Illinois, which is in the St. Louis kind of area. I'm doing a big thing with the Courtney Show, a radio show out in St. Louis, where Tim Convoy, from the Consumers, he's on that show as well. Okay. Or he's on that radio show. I'm assuming he's going to be on that show as well. So they put that together. I guess they had Greg a few years ago. Now they get me. Fort Wayne, Portland, Oregon, we just added, I think, an eighth show to that. Spokane, Vancouver, Las Vegas, Birmingham, we just added May 14th, the Stardome, Birmingham, Alabama, Atlanta, Columbus, Cincinnati, Louisville, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Denver, and Eugene.
And then real quick, we have our Patreon Zoom on Tuesday, February 10th,
mm-hmm.
And you can check that out.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. We also have VIP meet and greets at shows for our patrons, as well as behind the scenes video every week and merch discounts, just lots of insider news.
Great,
stuff.
Great, great, great. Yep. Give a little more, get a little more.
That's
is
right.
What they have to say.
Mm-hmm.
And by they, I mean us usually. Also, this goes on sale tomorrow, but Lansing, Michigan. I'm going to be in Lansing, Michigan, which I don't think I've been to before, at Gruel. I think that's how you say it. Gruel Hall. G-R-E-W-A-L. Gruel Hall in Lansing, Michigan on, you think I would know the date of it, on April 19th. April 19th.
Michigan.
Check it out, everybody. By the time I announce that next week, it'll be much smoother. I'm going through the emails and reading like the pre-on sale. Da, da, da.
Yeah.
And he's going to tidy that up in post. All that announcement's going to look a lot smoother than it was. So,
all right.
So we did next weekend. We get a little more weekend recap of the Houston. I talk about the marathon that was town. I really like Houston. I was in Dallas and Houston, Texas are some of my favorite comedy crowds. There's a new comedy club there. And I did the Punchline Comedy Club, downtown Houston. Great. You know, really all of Texas is like you can walk. You got to be real careful. They're looking to hit. They're not. They don't love a
downtown?
Walker.
You're in a downtown.
I was in a downtown, but they're looking to hit. They're looking to hit pedestrians. And but it was. I spent a lot of time in Houston and Texas over the years and. Very grateful for those crowds. So the nice thing about staying downtown is everything is right there. So a couple shout outs to places that I went. I went to three good coffee shops. This is why Melissa was like, I know what you're going to do. Catalina was good. Paper Coffee Bar was very good. My favorite of them was this place, Three Keys, though. So they have one of those like food hall type situations where there's a bunch of...
Like a food hall.
Yeah. Yeah, you can pull it up here. It's like a
award winning craft.
So poster. This is again coffee bar is the one I went to because it's it's one of those ones where you're like talking to the and they're like everything's better with music. So there's like, you know, records playing. Yeah. This is right up your alley. But it's one of those things like, you know, where you walk in and there's a bunch of different restaurants and stuff. So, and when you just really, here's when I know I'm in a good coffee spot for me. I walk in and then I go, hey, what's the batch brew? And they know it. And then they have something to say about it. And then they're like, but if you don't like that, then we'll like this. And then we try a couple different things, and I really liked it. And the barista that I was talking about was also the roaster. And that's so you're like, oh, man.
It's a good sign.
And then I was like, are you open on Sundays? And she's like, no. And I was like, you just killed me. But they also had a smoothie place in the same place, Mel. Smoothie and craft coffee. It was called like the Cranky.
And music.
The Cranky Carrot. Which is a good nickname for you. My little cranky carrot over here.
Okay, I watched. Okay, this is like a thing on the internet. People will make
cranky carrots.
Make coffee drinks, iced coffee drinks, but with like espresso granules, like instant espresso.
Yes.
And this girl, what they do is they take like honey and cinnamon, then they put the mix in the instant espresso, and then they have those like fancy ice machines that they pour the little pebble ice in, and so it's a sweet drink, right? But this girl was like, I was a barista, so I know how to make these.
She said barista?
She said barista. And it made me laugh. Yeah.
That was,
she probably
were you?
Likes her instant espresso.
Yeah.
We're just coffee snobs. We grew up in Seattle.
I'm not a snob in that I don't think I'm better than people or anything like that. It's not. I just, at a certain point, if you've had, you know, a taste of something you really like, then you really like it. Then you seek it out.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes harder, you know, to have something else. You know. I also could never love another woman than you.
Even if she said barista?
No, because you are my pour over. You are my single origin Ethiopian pour over.
I just thought that would, you know, get under your skin.
No, it did. I had a visceral reaction.
Banana press.
Heyo. Yeah. So anyways, but we did have some people who came out of Houston shows who were mad you weren't there. But this was a card that a card and a gift from a fan. Hey, Dustin, my husband Doug and I are here to see you for the second time. And this time we brought two more couples with us. We love spreading the news about our favorite comics. A few months ago, you and Mel talked about playing double Yahtzee. And I wrote and about how we sometimes save up rolls. Remember this when we play Yahtzee. We recently got a new dice game and think your family will like it too. Enjoy and let us know if you want to play a game on the boat. So I think we're going to see Doug and Sarah.
Oh my gosh, they're going on the cruise.
So this is Quix.
Okay.
Have you played this, Andy?
No.
A frantic dice rolling game. Roll, cross, score. You can have 2 to 5 players.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I think we might give it a try. We haven't learned a new game in a while.
I know. There's always
yeah.
You know how I don't like new things. I love this. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Being an adult, like I was thinking about this the other day, it's like being an adult is finding the shoes you want and ordering them till you die. I know the pants I want. I know the shoes I want. I know the type of hat I want. I know the coat I want. I know the car I want to drive. I know the people I want to see.
Oh, so you just have a curated life.
I want no new shoes and no new friends. I'm set.
You know what you like.
This is what for you. I know what I like. I know the coffee I like. People are like, do you want to try this new restaurant? I don't. Because I know I already like this restaurant over here. I'm set. I've had 41 years of experimenting with new things. This doesn't mean I don't want to like travel to a new place and try a new thing. That's different. But if someone's like,
know your favorite.
Hey, this new Mexican restaurant opened up. I already know the one I love. I might like this other one just as much as I like, but I won't like it more than the other. I've been 41
You're
years.
Give it some time before you try it.
I've been working on, yeah. I've been eating tortilla chips for 40 years. I know the ones I like. I know the coffee I like. I know the shoes I like.
I know.
The only change is as I get older, I get the same shoes with a thicker insole. And a little more ankle support, but
you're the same. Right.
You eat the same.
I went to two new places this weekend, Dustin.
Yeah, but that was because other people were involved.
But yes, I'm definitely a creature of habit.
Yeah,
because you know where the place, where to park, what to order.
We got a fight over this at Driver's Ed thing. Gloria went and took her driving test, mm-hmm. and. As her and the instructor drove away, you go, you stand here till it's over. That's the way you presented it. You can tell your version of the story, and I'll tell after I tell mine. You go, you stand here while they go and do it. And I go, well, why? Nobody else is standing here. You go, well, I did this before. I did this with Joel. And I go, yeah, but there's no rule that you have to stay here. Can we go sit there? Can we go to our car? And then eventually we walked over to some tables. But you were very, very... hey, we just got our still.
Back that up. No. Yeah.
But your mind was like, this is what you do. And I used to do a joke about this, this is why you're married to me. You're like, why would I ever cheat on you? I already have a husband, which you treat me like a pair of shoes. You're like, I have shoes. I'm good. But listen, that rigidness is how you get a compliment at the DMV for being like, wow, you really knew this process well.
All the paperwork.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I'm not even going to, I'm not opening that. Can of worms.
Wow, you really took a high road there.
No, I
understood what was happening there, though, in that you were like, hey, you kind of swooped into this at the last second. Not that I wasn't involved.
Yeah, you came straight from the airport.
I came straight from the airport. Now I'm like, can we go over here? And you're like, hey, I'm going to be here.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's fine.
It's fine.
She passed.
And in large part because of you. So,
want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I don't even remember how we got on that. But, all that to say, I don't know if we're going to learn this new game. I think we're going to try. Oh, what I was going to say
I'm
was...
I'm going to try it. I'm going to be open-minded and try it.
What I was going to say is frantic might not fit our energy for how we we do wine and dice nights, is what I'm calling them. A couple times a week, wine and dice. You've heard of wine and dine. This is wine and dice. It was Yahtzee and wine. I was trying to find a name for it, like Yacht's wine, but I think wine and dice is it. But
I got too tired to watch a show.
Right. Yeah. And listen, it serves my ADHD well and that we're doing something, but
we can talk through it.
You especially can talk through it. And that's an ongoing thing. I'll be like, you need to roll.
I know.
And then what was your line the other day?
I'm sorry, I have too many good stories.
Yeah. And then you forget how many rolls you've done.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fine. But thanks for the gift. I think we'll get into it. We'll give Quicks a try.
We're going to try it.
Go ahead.
Nope, I'm good.
Great. Yeah. So anyways, we're going to look at some... I was excited to bring some of this stuff up to you. But we're going to lead with your vision board, though.
Yes.
Because we are looking at... I thought it would be fun to, as opposed to like look at the year behind or like goals or anything,
year
like
review.
What are people thinking is going to happen in 2026 year? Because I think with the dawn of AI this year, mm-hmm. it's going to be an interesting year to see how people respond to it and what people are thinking. But you had art class last week.
Yeah, so I just in general, like words of the year and vision boards, like I just anything that's kind of trendy, I'm like, I'm skeptical, you know?
Melissa got in The Office 2 years ago. The show The Office.
The Office, yeah. This is a good show. But when things get overhyped, I'm like, never, not for me, thank you. Yeah. Because I'm so unique.
Well, Mercedes is the same way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I get this energy.
Yeah.
I just have a, if you love something, I'm like, okay, great for you.
That's like, that takes punk rock to a different level. Because punk rock is, I liked it, and then it got popular, and then I stopped liking it. You're like, I don't like it because it's popular. Like, even if I didn't know about it, you're like, it can't be that good. Everybody loves it.
Well, that's the difference between punk rock and punk.
Yeah.
That's
a good point. That's a good way of putting it. Yeah. You get some punk in you.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that's like good or bad, but it is how my brain works. But so I teach this art class and we had to make a vision board. And you always make a sample, show the kids. And I was like, I'm not sure about this, but
so you have to make something, but it has to be something the kids can replicate.
So it's second and third graders in a low-income school, and we're making vision boards, and we're picking paper, we're gluing, we're folding, cutting, and then we add some little inspo stickers, write a couple words down that come to mind, don't overthink it, right?
Yeah.
And then I see these kids making these and copying my words.
That they want to cultivate?
They want to create, laugh, and cultivate. And I'm like, well, this is the best thing in the world.
Yeah.
And they're making them for their parents and like hoping and dreaming about their futures.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
That's nice.
Look at you being a leader.
That's really nice.
That's a real influencer.
Well,
you already cultivated. You already achieved one of your ones.
Well, I was like, okay, I get the heart behind this. This is adorable.
Yeah.
For children.
And me, ever the skeptic, I was like, this is really sweet. And then I go, what are you trying to cultivate? Specifically,
don't get
though.
In the weeds.
Yeah. But I'm like, but specifically, what are you trying to, like, community?
Just like ethereal, like, cultivation.
You know, like, you're trying to cultivate cultivation?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, yes, it was heartwarming.
Yeah.
Vision
really
boards
nice.
Can work. And even, you don't have to post about it. You can make a vision board and not post about it.
Yeah.
Or you can. And
do what you want.
And I will try to be less cynical about your word of the year.
They work. I mean, not necessarily. You mean they work and that those things will happen, or they work and that they are a good exercise to do? Because you can't put anything on a vision board and make it come true.
No, I think some people do believe you can like manifest things. And I think like a goals like read 40 books this year. If that's a goal, like, and you're going to be motivated by that,
right.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
New Year's resolutions, all that. I think it's a decent exercise to, like, review your year or look at the year ahead and like, have guidance or direction. But, you know, life is, you know. Hard and
life comes at you fast.
Out of your control.
I think it's a good exercise. I've never done one. I never will do one. But I will never. I don't hold it against anybody that they would do it as an exercise. You know,
it's like it's not a bad thing to have like a focus or like a hope or a direction that you're trying to head.
Yeah, and I'm in the incredible 1% minority of people, and I will always be exceedingly grateful for it, that I have a job that is incredibly fulfilling, and that kind of naturally puts me into a goals forward thinking mode that I didn't have when I was at the rec center, you know.
As an entrepreneur.
Yeah. So, people ask that a lot, like in comedy, like, what are your goals? And I'm on the track that I want to be on. So, but I like that. What I like about yours is it's not anything to do with a career, because career stuff can be really outside of your control. Whether or not you get fired or hired, you know, but more like, how are you trying? I like stuff that's like, how are you trying? More people, if more people's vision boards were like, I'm trying to be nicer this year.
Like impact your people and your community.
Yeah. I'm trying to improve as a human being this year. I'm trying to volunteer more. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to donate. I'm trying to give back.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help my wife around the house more. I'm trying to
think of others.
I'm trying to think of others. I'm trying not to lose my temper on my kids as much. I would respect that vision board. But when some people are just like, you know, whatever it may be, I don't want to give.
Motivate.
They'll just like put a dollar sign. You're like.
Right.
Do you just have to think about money? And it comes. I don't know. This is a larger discussion.
I know.
I really like yours. And it's very touching. And that you put travel on there told me, kind of hit me, because I was like, and I said this to you. You know, when we had three children, we went to a season of our life where we would have a minor in our house, one of our children in our house for 25 years.
Yeah.
It'd be a 25 year, which when you think about period. The period of your life is not, is, you know, it's a third of your life. Maybe less, you know. And we are in the final 7 years of that 25 years. We've done 18 of the 25 years, which you're like, oh, wow, you got to really start thinking about that next step now.
Yeah.
You know?
Because we're just starting it with our oldest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And our youngest is, our middle kid drives now.
Yep.
And, you know, that you're like, okay, and she's, so next year starts college applications and stuff, and you're like, and that one will, she'll be out of, and then it'll be, she'll be gone, and then our youngest will be in high school.
Yeah.
And then we're done.
It's all done.
Youngest is in high school, parenting's over, so. That's our future. But here are some stuff that I went and Googled some stuff, looked at various Vogue magazine, Pinterest, some accumulation of other magazines where they said that these are some
because they can look at the trends of what people are pinning.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Marketing.
Pinterest is very, very, very heavy. So these are what people, and I was excited to do this episode because what I like about being married. Don't look ahead.
Don't look ahead, Mel.
Don't look ahead.
I'm not reading it.
The best part of this, one of my favorite parts of our marriages is your reactions to things.
Yeah.
So, all right, you can pull it up now. So under, this is like kind of, there's buckets. So under consumer and lifestyle, number one, a lot of people, an emphasis on in real life experiences, IRL. Increased demand for physical social connection through brand and events, festivals, and immersive retail destinations. Less online shopping, more in-person shopping, more festivals, more concerts, more events that are, I could have practical examples of this, obviously comedy, Pokemon Go Fest.
Yep.
Growing was bigger last year than it was the year before. Mm-hmm. Just a desire for marathons. Like people just going to
like-minded people.
Like-minded people.
Doing something together.
Of going and sharing. I know this is kind of like, what was I going to say? Parades, concerts, like all these type things of people just
expo.
Sporting events, I think, is an interesting one because sporting events are so expensive. So that's the other thing that you have to tie into this is like, what can you do on the cheap? So
yeah, like a hiking.
So people are group. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So people are predicting a rise in community events, physical social connection. Mm-hmm. I think is interesting.
Mm-hmm. See, everything you mentioned that was large events. Mm-hmm. So I'd be curious to see if like if that's really what it is.
Are there going to be more Christmas gatherings with friends and family? No, like smaller ones. Really, like you're saying,
I think like my pasta making night. My skepticism might be on like I think it's probably on the larger events, maybe not so much like the smaller mid-level events.
Yeah.
We're seeing a pretty big decline in concert going. So like over the past few years. So I'll be curious to see where that
But then remember this is prediction that it's going to go up.
Sure.
It's been declined because people thought they didn't need to go. Now, in the comedy world, and I, yes, it was down in 2025, but that was in large part because it got so inflated in 2023, 2024 post-COVID. So there was a rush to come out, and now it's kind of gone down. Like I've talked to a lot of people that are like, dude, it was like down 30-40% over the last few years, you know?
Right.
So like... on Nextdoor, you know, like the neighborhood app, our local Macy's is closing. And everyone in the comments is like, I got my first pair of shoes there with my mom.
Yeah.
You know, I was five or, you know, a toddler or something. And I still remember going and, you know, stuff like that.
I mean, both of our malls... our big malls here in San Diego are expanding and remodeling.
Yeah.
And that makes me wonder if they're seeking the same thing that people, you know, I love going to the mall. I still, there's not a, I mean, it didn't even have to be a nice mall. I like cruising a mall. Maybe it's just, I love Wetzel's.
Yeah. Westminster Mall just announced their closing, which I grew up going to. And it was like, you know, it's sad. I'm like, oh, wow, I actually seen Orange County malls start to close.
Yeah.
Like,
God, '80s, '90s malls.
The best.
It really was. Remember going to the mall? Oh, get off your phones and go to the mall.
So good.
Go look at the inappropriate shirts at Hot Topic. Go look at the sexual innuendo shirts at
what's it called?
Spencer's.
Yeah. Go see what's as the in the As Seen on TV store. Did your mall have one of those? SeaTac did.
Yeah.
Yes. Go get a massage at Brookstone.
The massage chairs. Yeah. Well, I was thinking about we did a pottery event with Gloria's volleyball team. You know, paint a pottery thing. And it was packed.
Yeah.
It was packed on a Sunday afternoon. They have a party for a birthday party.
Go to malls. Go see a gorilla at the mall in Tacoma. You could when I was a kid. So I think this is interesting, too. So authenticity and nostalgia, seeking unique curated items, antiques, comforting rituals to combat constant digital noise and personal identity. Pinterest has seen a rise in nostalgic trends that transport people back to childhood because looking to the past provides people with comfort. They're craving simpler times, with 52% of respondents saying they're rewatching classic TV or films. Nearly 4 in 10 are cooking or eating traditional comfort foods. You scroll down a little more. Our study found that nostalgia is evolving into reclamation. Ooh, got a rebrand. Fusing the past with the present to brace for a future unknown.
Yeah.
So nostalgia. This was, we talked to Troy about this with food a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I loved what he said.
Physical things, antiques, little things that remind you of your
childhood. Clothing.
I'm wearing a Who Framed Roger Rabbit t-shirt.
Yep. Yeah. I said to Mercedes this weekend, I'm like, you know what? We're going to go back to wallets. I think that's going to be it, you know, as far as reclaiming some print media.
Did you get rid of wallets?
Well, the teens.
Like teens and Gen Z.
Young adults are all Apple Pay.
That was always a joke.
On their phone.
You carry a wallet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, yesterday.
And you know you're a cool millennial if your wallet had a chain.
Yeah.
Did you have a chain?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course I did.
You? You ever a chain wallet?
No, I did not.
Oh, I did. On my JNCOs?
Oh, yeah, on the JNCOs. I had a couple different ones. Some really long ones, some short ones.
And nothing in there. Just had I had an ace of spades. Because you had to put something in your wallet as a teen. I don't have any money, but I got a wallet. Heck yeah, bro.
And an ace in the pocket.
Maybe a dance photo.
Yeah, because you didn't even have ID. We didn't have student ID,
I paid for something with a credit card, and I was embarrassed over the weekend.
That you didn't have your phone.
That I wasn't just using my phone.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's a wild world.
So old.
It's a wild world.
So old.
Yep. They're also a mental health focus, heightened attention to youth mental health driven by technology's profound impact on emotional well-being. I think we're you're a little usually more up on parenting psychology trends, I think. I mean, we're kind of in our house kind of already talking about more and more our kids too about it, you know, just of like, hey, man, stop the scroll. Just come out. Have some IRL.
Yeah. I think they say
quit scrolling.
Touch grass.
Touch grass.
It is so easy.
Touch fake grass.
It's so easy for teens to lie on their beds and zone out forever.
Yeah.
On a phone. And our daughter was showing us how she views Snapchat, and we were like, stop.
I had like a hype. I had like a panic attack.
I felt dizzy.
She was looking through people's stories like that. I know.
She's like, well, I just have to get through them fast.
And yeah, I mean,
do you have to view it?
No,
like
teens scroll like, teens are out there. What's the comparison? Teens scroll like old ladies do with the slot machine. Just you're like, I can't keep. But have you ever had that moment where you're like, you guys need to get off your screens, and then you get your screen report. No, you get your screen report. You're like 18 hours a day.
I know, we're all guilty.
And anyone judging this, you're watching this on your phone.
All back right. in my day, yeah. I would just surf the channels.
I know. When I think MTV died. Did I see that? Did MTV?
It's still there, but it's kind of like how In-N-Out. It's like, oh, the corporation moved. It's one of those things where there's something. It still exists, but they've
parent
stopped
company.
Normal like broadcasting. So they're only like available on the internet, or they're only available like do something else, I think.
Well, it's been dead for years as far as what we know. It's just been one show. So
I was just going to say that in 2025, I ordered magazines. I started reading the Magnolia Network magazine when I can't sleep at night.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I think.
And real simple.
You know, speaking of magazines, trending for 2026, top 50 people to notice. Oh, a little Dustin Nickerson.
Ooh.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I did see that. And I saw it because I also saw my name mentioned on the article.
Hey, yeah. Nicely done, Andy. It's all about you.
Put that on your vision board.
That was a nice, nice shout out.
Vision board.
I'm 50 people to watch.
In San Diego
in 2026.
That's right. The cutest thing was we love our dentist, our kid's dentist. And she called me and said, come pick up this magazine. I got two copies of it.
Yeah.
Because dentists have lots of magazines.
I think magazines are a great example of what we're talking about, that you're like, I don't want to be on my phone. I want to, but I don't want to read a book necessarily either, because that's like a whole commitment that I'm up to reading books. But the browse of a magazine, which is kind of a mall at home, essentially, you know, it's nice. It really is nice.
It's like Sky Mall.
100%.
I mean,
yeah.
That's it right there.
It's just nice to like, oh, I like this. God, I forgot about Sky Mall.
Yeah. Maybe one day I will have a seltzer machine in my house.
Yeah.
Get crazy.
Remember the hot dog cooker? That was always the big thing. The hot dog cooker was huge. See, look at us being nostalgic.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Chumba. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, so here's fashion trends, Mel.
Okay.
2026 fashion trends lean towards bold maximalism. Drawing from the 80s. Here we go. With oversized blazers, sculpted shoulders, rich colors, jewel tones, bright blues, and chunky jewelry, alongside voluminous shapes like balloon pants, sculptural sleeves for drama. Expect continued animal prints, 3D florals, lace, and 70s-inspired ease with soft tailoring, while playful elements like feathers, tassels, and gummy textures offer tactile fun and escapism. That was from Vogue. Looks like 2026 is going to be a loud year.
Tacky times ahead.
Yeah, it's going to be a real tacky year.
So, yeah, that, I mean, it is completely different because there's a bunch of minimalists, you know, who are just wearing tan.
Yeah. I mean, this is what they're predicting. It doesn't mean it's going to be true or anything, but, you know.
To your point, I don't think those are the trendsetters, though. I know what you're referring
to.
Like the whole neutral
beige
chic movement. But, like, I mean, at the same time, it's like, well, yeah, I mean, if you look at anything, like, in the punk scene, anything over, like, the indie scene in the past year, it's like, oh, well, they've been on this.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Billie Eilish has been looking like this for 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, so
point,
it's like, right there.
Yeah.
No, I think it's pendulum swinging because we went very minimalist in a lot of arenas. So,
yeah.
Yeah, the blazers, the oversized blazers still going. That's fun.
You can pull off a lot of those looks. You look good in bright colors. You can pull off.
Thanks.
You look good in a coat, a blazer type situation.
A jewel tone, I guess. The color of the year is like white, basically. But last year was like chocolate brown.
We're going to talk about colors later.
Okay, I'm getting ahead.
Well, if you already know,
but the teal was predicted.
Teal
to be a bold teal.
Yeah. I came here to party.
There you go.
Yeah.
I love it.
So, that's fun.
That's good
sign
for the
marriage. I can see that. The balloon pants, I'm going to probably leave those for the youngers. I have one pair of pants that has a bit of a... they have a name for it. Barrel jeans.
Well, your new sweats around the house are bigger.
Yeah.
Are loose pants going to get bigger?
So, they're not joggers.
Yeah.
They're more...
Yeah.
Sweatpants.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, because you put them on and they fit you.
They fit me great. Yeah. All right.
I'm just offended that they didn't give them their proper name, which is hammer pants.
Yeah, exactly.
Pants.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So this is interesting. Technology and AI predicted a rise in offline engagement. So this is, they're thinking with brands too, shifting from more experimental marketing, physical events. Hackbart, this website, predicts that social and experimental marketing will become more intertwined in 2026, given the surge of branded events, growing popularity of large-scale events like music festivals. People are hungrier than ever to crave in-real-life things. And so how do we capture that? He said that noise and excitement is coming a lot more from physical than it is digital. So interesting.
Mm-hmm.
They're predicting technology and AI as far as... Yeah, when it comes to marketing, a rise, a decrease in, online stuff and an increase in events, experiences. It makes sense. Mm-hmm. That I was talking about, like, that coffee shop either, like, oh, music, environment, vibe, you know, and then I go online, can barely find them. You're like, great, kind of love it, you know?
Do you think the sabotage will be that now that will just be now tracked of our real life experiences?
Well, yeah, I mean,
you know,
it's like, going to be harder
sure,
to sports are really interesting because I'm a big sports guy, but the at-home sport experience became superior to the in-stadium experience a while back. Superior in comfort and ease and superior in product. You can see more of the thing that you love. So it's not a superior environment. And then when you just get together and if you have like-minded people around watching the game with you, this is incredible. That's great. But That's not true of everything. That's not true of a concert. Like, music is better live. Comedy is better live. Mm-hmm. You know, and certain community events are just better live. Like, you were talking about the mm-hmm. the painting thing. I think that's a great example of, like, people yeah. just getting together and being crafty. Trivia nights, stuff like that. I wonder mm-hmm. if those are going to have a rise. I hope so.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
I hate a trivia night. I don't. I would not, you know, the only thing that ruins a night at the bar more than trivia is a comedy show. So.
Well, I think.
I didn't ask for this. I just wanted to see a friend from college.
Now I have to leave.
Either way, I'm hearing facts I don't want to learn about.
Okay, this is a decent story, but if we could scrap it. We went to Woodstock's on your birthday.
Woodstock's a local pizza place, yeah.
Yeah, they have a couple locations. We order the pizza, we sit down, and then they go 10 minutes until K-pop Demon Hunter trivia night begins.
Yeah.
Like, text this code to get in, and then, like, the whole place gets overtaken by trivia night.
Yeah.
And we, like, eat our pizza as we leave.
Yeah.
Like, and it was, unfortunately, your birthday.
Yeah. Oh, no. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Your restaurant has been overtaken by trivia. We must leave.
Oh, man. I think what you're seeing in a lot of these things, these predicted trends, is, like, this is something I've been thinking about. Like, I hope, I don't know, but I hope the rise of AI will just be a reminder that humans have souls. And we're better than that. That we recognize slop and we don't like it and mm-hmm. we've been force-fed it. And then we go, I recognize that this is crap and maybe I consume it for 5 seconds, but I hate it and I don't want it. So mm-hmm. it's going to make us dive more into real, good art, conversation, media, music, food, experiences, intimacy. I think that people are scared about AI, like, ruining all of that. My hope is that it's the exact opposite. There we go. Because I'm already starting to feel it.
Sniff it out.
Because we can sniff it out. And I think other people are starting to feel it the same way. My sense, talking to real humans in the world, is we see AI and we go, ugh. And then we just push it away. And they're like, we don't need this. Now, does that mean that billionaires aren't going to still make it a monster that eventually kills us? I mean, sure, that could very well happen. But we're not going to be happy about it.
We're going to go down with a fight.
We're going to get killed by these robots, but we're going to be like, hey, keep employing the graphic designers. I hope. And that's, I think, what a lot of these are predicting, too, is that we just go like... Because you ever see a flyer that you find out it was made by AI? That happened to the NFL this week. They had a flyer, and the NFL had an AI flyer. And it had, you could see because they were wearing the wrong uniform. And you just go, ugh. And then people revolt against it. Now, does that mean that people will, again, this is just an optimistic hope. I think that people, as consumers of art and media, with real hearts and real minds and real souls, will just eventually just be like, this is slop, screw you, we don't want it. I hope.
Yeah.
I think, actually, I'll go as far as I think. I think people are smart and tasteful and I've told you this before, I think people's deepest desire in the world, in their heart, is a connection with the divine and a connection with each other.
Yes.
And AI is not only neither of those things, it's the opposite of those things. So I think it won't fill a longing that we want, which is like, hey man, I'm trying to get into that God, whatever you may call it. I'm trying to tap in with that. And I'm trying to tap in with, like, love of other people. And when I see, I mean, we did our Christmas card in AI, but it was, it was mocking AI.
Yeah.
I think when you get fed something, like, you're like, yeah, I hate this. Or, like, you just go, and then you move on.
Well, it's not real.
It's not real. There
it's
it is. All right, let's do a couple more. Fashion at home predictions for 2026. People are predicting joyful and bold, bright colors, playful prints, strong, powerful silhouettes, like large shoulder pads. Oh, this was back into fashion. Sorry. Okay, here we go. This one's textual details. Doilies People are.
Oh my gosh.
Crochet, soft sculptures, eccentric pillows. Handcrafted. This is what we're talking about.
This is what I wore last episode.
This is what I'm talking about. They're predicting that 2026 is the return to goodness, to realness. Handcrafted, crochet, doilies, individualism, bright colors, make things that make you unique and different than a robot, you know? And then a move towards idiocentric furniture and textiles, valuing antiques. That's what we're talking about. And local finds over mass-produced trends. Youth was ahead of this with vintage clothes. We don't want the new slop that you throw out. We want to find cool, old, vintage things.
Yeah.
I love it. It's making me hopeful for 2026. I'm all, I'm psyched. okay. Now, this is the one that we're waiting for. These are Andy's.
Okay.
Okay. Health and food predictions. Is that word tallow? Tallow?
Tallow.
Sure. Yep.
Tallow takeover. Beef tallow. Make it a comeback.
Oh, yeah.
As a nutritious traditional fat for cooking and even skincare. Mm-hmm. What is that? What's beef tallow?
Beef fat.
Beef fat. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So that was like, that's what used to drive like the fat market, like in the early 1900s, was actually like oil from cattle.
Okay.
Yep. So
other things predicted, I like this as a food, expanded flights going beyond wine and beer to include flights like cream cheese, sliders, or candy. What do you think about a slider? I'm in for a slider flight.
That's Yard House all day.
That is Yard House all day.
Tiny bites.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Other predictions, mushrooms and tea.
I was gifted some mushroom tea.
There you go.
Yep, for Christmas.
Fermentation and preserve, kimchi, pickles, umami-rich ferments.
Yeah.
And more sweet heat and umami. Elevated caramel with miso sauce, spicy chicken dishes.
Yeah.
And are you ready? Are you ready for what's predicted to be the breakout vegetable according to Food and Wine?
Oh, boy.
Cabbage.
Oh, boy.
According to Food and Wine, cabbage is the breakout vegetable of 2026.
Move aside, kale.
Mm-hmm. Move aside, yeah. Gladly move aside kale.
Yeah, kale stinks. Yeah. Well, move aside Brussels sprouts. Brussels sprouts have been had a hot few years.
Mm-hmm.
As someone begrudgingly parked in the homeschool crunchy market.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw all this coming from miles away.
Yeah.
This is like, sadly, my feed is filled with this stuff. It has been for about a year.
All of these?
I'm personally using beef tallow in my skincare products. I own multiple types at home for cooking.
You putting beef fat on your face?
I am. It actually resolved a lot of skin issues that I was having, for what it's worth.
Wow. So, that's great. It's important we have Andy on this podcast.
Yep.
I'm keeping you progressive.
No, I think I have a sister-in-law who
it's
is
regressive.
Yeah.
Sister-in-law who is
good. It is
a sister-in-law who makes tallow skincare. So it's my brother-in-law's sister.
Yeah.
Yeah, is in the tallow skincare market.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's so funny. We're health, food, and drink. And so you two who are a little more pain, you're seeing this stuff already.
Some of it, yeah, for sure.
Does any of this excite you or make you worried, or I don't want the rise of that? I mean, what are you going to do to make cabbage more edible? Is it going to be like Brussels sprouts where we just turn it into, tons of flavors?
Well, what you're seeing is a cabbage is going to be tied to a lot of the fermentation foods. So it's actually really healthy for your gut.
Kimchi.
So and what I love about all this stuff is like this is actually even more adopting a lot of like traditional Eastern
Asian cultures.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So
like
I think
cabbage
like
soup.
Finally
yeah.
we're giving a little credit to that. It's like, yeah, all this stuff is really good for you. It's you know, but it's also delicious. So it's just
wouldn't you
none
say
of that is good to me. None of the things that were listed there are foods that I enjoy.
Just
caramel. I like caramel. No, I mean
it is. It's all miso, cabbage, kimchi, like unami.
Miso soup?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
I like
all
it.
Like
I don't like spicy
Eastern
chicken.
Based. I was just thinking cabbage soup, that's kind of Eastern European too.
Cabbage is in you'll throw that in the in a roast every once in a while.
Yeah, right? I make what is it? The
hot roast?
In March there's the
The St. Patrick's
Day.
St. Patrick's Day. What we're getting back to is
red
just with the dying
cabbage.
Economy is poor food.
Yeah, that's
an interesting
point. Yeah, it's a great point.
And specifically vegetable Yeah, yeah, you're right, because it's not the rice and potato.
Yeah. Fermenting, because I don't know if I'm going to eat tomorrow, because there's no chicken, so I got to make this so I can eat it for the rest of the week. I mean, that's...
And I don't have a fridge, and I don't have a fire, per se. Yeah.
Yep. That's interesting. Okay, let's do a couple into dining experiences, because this is related.
Okay.
Non-nostalgia, comforting, traditional home-cooked flavor, sourdough, dried apples, canning, same... economy. So people are expecting more solo dining, personalized single serve meals.
Yeah.
So a growing interest in local production, stuff made in the USA, carcass dining. So meals that showcase the whole animal and its utilization.
Wow, carcass dining. I did not.
Did you know that phrase?
I did not know.
Yes, this is all like. Third world, I'm not saying poor as a dig, it's like these are economical eating.
Use the whole whale. It's very interesting. Now, of course, none of that is going to come true or not come true. But, okay, so, Melissa, I'd never been to this website. So, Pantone, am I saying it right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pull this up. They have a whole on interactive website predicting this is the color trend from New York. Scroll down a little bit. So that just go ahead and do a loose scroll. These are some colors they're predicting. Standout colors.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this. Look at this. And you can scroll over those, I think. This is the coolest website. I just thought of you. I couldn't wait to show you. So these are pastels, right?
Muskmelon. What a great color.
They're kind of in the jewel tone. These are with that teal.
These are a lot of the colors men wear on Easter.
Purple.
You know where you saw the one guy?
This is amaranth. Love that word.
Yeah, that's the color of the winter formal dress Gloria wanted. Amaranth. It's like a wine. Red, you know, a purple wine color kind of.
Yeah.
That baby yellow was kind of popular in fashion this year. The melon is interesting.
What do you
think? Sienna. Wow. It's getting a little dusty.
Muskmelon.
No, I love the name of this color.
Muskmelon.
Oh, I thought we'd have like fashion examples of its usage. That would be cool. But...
it's getting a little like country blue. You know? Do you remember that blue and yellow combo? That was.
So they remember
and
these
we're
are
almost,
seas- Yeah.
We're almost doing hunter green again.
Yeah. Which, these are predicted for spring, summer.
Which was 90s through and through.
Yeah. And then if you scroll down, it's the predictions. I'm sorry for those of you who can't see this or listening online. It's a lot of light pastel type things. And then here's your seasonal fall ones.
We can put a URL in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you're predicting kind of like a real, much more like you got.
That's a hunter green.
That's a hunter green.
Mm-hmm.
So what was this? You heard that this actual, like, is it white, like plain color? White? Was.
So see that white onyx? That, I think Pantone, like, you know, gets it close and then they pick one, and I do think they picked basically a white for 2026, but I don't know, I think in fashion like that teal blue is kind of trending.
Yeah What about light denim blue?
Marina.
yeah
So definitely jewel tones, which is a teal, a purple. And then there's a lot of like red, pink going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the color jewels are, you know.
Interesting.
Like, I can't even think of one jewel right now.
Opal?
Like a ruby.
Ruby?
A ruby.
Emerald?
Topaz.
There we go.
You know, it's the end of two episodes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, there you go. We'll see. We'll let's go. Let's
see.
We'll meet again this time next year and go over our 2026 predictions.
I guess
and
I
see
can
how.
Wear a jean jumper with a jean bucket hat with a sunflower on it. And I'll be sent straight back to the 90s.
Love it.
Yep.
Love it. All right, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Hey folks, thanks for listening to that episode, everybody. We want to give a special shout out to our As Essential As Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up. Thanks so much for your support of this podcast. To Adam Bush,
Alex Foose, and Sam Graham,
Avril Griffiths,
Allison Nelson.
Andy and Darlene Gerton.
Bonnie Galindo.
Brandon Schoenberger.
Brian and Amy Nagel.
Carrie Teague.
Chris Finn.
Christopher and Bridget Finland.
Code to Grow.
Courtney Eibling.
Damaris Diaz-Stevens.
Daniel Owens.
Dave and Melissa Cox.
Dave Hoagland.
Dustin Daly.
Jason and Francis White.
Jonathan Ribera.
Jordan Cowan.
Juliana Smith.
Christy Harrod.
Lori Amos.
Lauren and Nick Rachel.
Matt and Sam Slazdom.
Michelle Carlson.
Nick Cordell.
Naomi Walker.
Preston and Rachel Wilson.
Robert and Nellie Capin.
Scott Elliott.
Stephen Menya.
Yvette Williams.
Zachary and Tammy Moyle.
And Tiffany Payne.
Thanks, everybody.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at WeightWatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk. Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.